And it is the Coach Home, and it's John Gibbons hosting this week. And we're going to be up and down the country looking at what's going on in the Premier League. And we've got three victorious teams and three victorious supporters on this week. We're keeping it nice and positive this season so far anyway on the Coach Home. And very positive today is Rich Hobbs, because before we get on to the beautiful moments of the winning goal scorer, Rich, it's a good win for Wolves, and I would say a much needed win as well.
Yeah, it is. And I think probably last time I was on, I think it was after Watford, and said we're in a run of games where we need wins. We lost our first three, which was sort of to be expected, and we needed to pick up points. The display against Brentford was below par and below standard, so we needed to, again, step it up, which we did. We got the victory. It probably arguably wasn't as good as some of our earlier performances, but we did the thing that we'd not managed to do in those, which was score and win. So, you know, you take that all day long.
Yeah, and the goal scorer as well. I think you'd have to have a heart of stone not to enjoy that. Whoever you support, I had a big smile on my face when I saw he'd scored the goal and hoped it would be the winner, and that's how it proved. You know, it's not been easy for him. I think it is fair to say, coming back, you know, he's a striker who makes goal scoring look easy and has done his whole career. But with that long out and, you know, everything, it was going to sort of take a bit of time. But yeah, I'm sure it was extra specially celebrated, that goal, because a very popular goal scorer indeed.
Yeah, exactly. I was after the game, I was trying to look back, and I can't remember the last time I was so happy to see an individual scored. Because yeah. I think most of the time we don't really care who scores. You know, if it's a long-standing player who doesn't get one often, it's great. But there was something genuinely meaningful, because it was such a career and life-threatening injury for him to make his way back at the speed he did. You know, was phenomenal anyway. And then it's not quite clicked for him so far. And, you know, the goal he scored on Sunday wasn't the goal of someone who was lacking confidence in himself and his own ability. I think that's what stood out for me. I kind of assumed his first goal, especially after a few games without one, if it would be a bit scrappy, it'd almost be a bounce off the knee 6 yards out. But it wasn't. It was, you know, it was peak Jimenez for strength, for power to nuzzle off, you know, big Bednarak. You know, it's not no easy feat. And then just have the presence of mind to, you know, sell the dummy and then roll it into the back of the net. It's what Wolves need from him, because if he doesn't score goals, we are a low to mid-table side. If he is scoring 15, 20 goals a season, we finish in the top 10. And it's as simple as that. And that quality, I think, showed in his goal on Sunday.